This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Set play. McDavid scores! Connor McDavid scores the goal. Team Canada wins for Nations Gold.
The Chuck brothers, I mean, they play their game. They do what they do. Sometimes when you shoot your mouth off in the media, I mean, it bites you. You know, you can do that during the season, but when you're playing best on best, there's it's different, you know, and they got a little bit ahead of themselves.
Oh, yeah, we had to get that little shot. Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins taking a little jab at the Kachuk brothers for all the yapping. And so anyway, Canada gets that win. Connor McDavid, boy, I'll tell you what, you think he feels a little bit better after coming up short in the Stanley Cup Finals and losing that Game 7 after they'd won, what, three straight games? And everybody thought, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, he has a game winner in overtime, and boy, what a game. What a night. Even if you've been following everything that's going on inside of hockey and outside, it just was so connected last night with the best players from the United States as well as the best players from Canada. A lot of them are teammates. We'll go back today to their teams and get ready to play tomorrow like all of a sudden, Reinhardt and Bennett. Bennett had a goal for Canada. He comes back, and he'll see Kachuk and go, hey, Matthew, how long are you going to be out, bro? That was fun, no. And, hey, man, you were great for the game. And, oh, by the way, we got to get ready to play the Kraken here at home. Everything about it, the pregame, everything. The anthems last night, it was everything. Was the guys feeling pressure that everybody, PK, before the game, Subban comes out and says, man, Connor McDavid needs to, you know, be the best player, and he's throwing Sid the Kid. Crosby's got to – our best player's got to play like – I think he threw a little Nathan MacKinnon in there, who, by the way, had another goal. Seems to have a goal every game. And so that's all going on. It was just great. It was great, man.
Is it crazy how even those teams are?
Yes.
They could play a seven-game series. I don't know who I'd pick.
Well,
that thing is really even.
So those guys came out and said, hey, we're Canadian, so we're rooting for, you know, our country and everything. But, man, this game could go either way. This could come down to a couple of saves. That Jordan Bunnington, the saves he made in overtime, I mean, the United States had some chances to win that thing. And it didn't happen. You get the saves. I think he stopped six shots in overtime. And so a lot of good stuff going. It's a good event, and it's over, and now it's back to the last of the season, and, you know, getting ready to playoffs here before you know it, and see if the Panthers can make another run. And of course, the big question is, how injured is Matthew Tkachuk? We were talking yesterday. He's now the face of South Florida, which, you know, I wouldn't ever even consider it, but you might be onto something right now. But he's hurt. I mean, he did not play a lot last night, if you didn't notice. He didn't play at all at the end of the game. And so hopefully we don't get the word that, and I think we're going to have Coach on Monday, and we'll find out more about how long Matthew Tkachuk is going to be out. How about if he plays somehow? Woody, how about if he plays against the Kraken on Saturday at home?
I'm guessing that's unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're going to go, hey, we got to get you healthy, man. We got to get you ready to go. But I thought the event was fantastic. You know, we sit here, and I understand the thing about there were a couple guys got injured. We'll find out how long some of these guys are going to be out, and I'm sure everybody's going to be watching for the argument of these things really mean nothing. Why are we doing this? And this is what you get when you play these things too hard. But then we have everybody turn around, and I hear everybody bitching about the NBA weekend. It's horrible. The NFL finally did away with their game because guys wouldn't tackle each other. Guys weren't trying. Guys didn't want to get hurt. Nobody wanted to get hurt in the Pro Bowl. So now they've gone to a flag football with all the other little games they play, ball tag and everything else that they have involved for a couple days there in Orlando. So you bitch about that. Then you get something like last night with the USA and Canada, and their best players are playing, and that party's gotten real close. USA is caught up to Canada, and so talent-wise and development, their programs they have for hockey. So they were going at it last night. That thing was important to those guys for both those teams, and they played like it. They played like it was a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup since we just saw one of those. So I get it. For people are going, well, what about if you lose a guy? What if we lose Matthew Tkachuk for 3 or 4 weeks? Or what if it's a bad injury and we find out it's – well, I'm guessing Matthew Tkachuk, it'd have to be really bad for him to miss the rest of the season. It would have to be a doctor saying, listen – So I hope, and there were some other guys. There was a great piece before the game started of a defenseman for the United States, just got out of the hospital, came in, arm was in a sling, and he said something. He was very emotional. Guys were hugging him, that he couldn't play with his guys. He was upset. And I hear the announcer, the guys go, yeah, and he could be out for the year. And I was like, oh, my God. And I thought, Woody, of what you were saying, when he said – he could be out for the year. I was thinking, boy, I don't know what team he plays for, but that's got to be some bad news for that organization that they're finding out that guy, as good as he is not going to be playing. So there is always that, but last night it was just great. Both teams had opportunities, and USA, they had chances to win it in overtime, and it was a fun event to watch, starting with the pregame. I checked in about 30 minutes early on it, hear what everybody was saying, and crowd coming in, and Boston, and the whole thing. It was great, and it was a perfect time, man, with everything going on. Plus, it's just a dead time. It's just a dead time of sports right now. So you get an event like that, that commissioner for hockey could not have gotten a better time for this event and for the Canada and USA to play twice. Well, I appreciate Finland, appreciate Sweden, appreciate you coming, but for those two to play each other and get after it, and you heard the shots back and forth, and just fun stuff. A lot of really, really good stuff. We've got a bunch of other stuff to get to tomorrow. I'll probably see a lot of you out there. Hope you'll come up and say hello if you're out there. Dolphins Cancer Challenge at Hard Rock Stadium, 15th annual. Started because of the late, great Jim Mandich. We forget about that. Nat's actually great about always reminding everybody, Nat Moore. Mad Dog went through it, man. Jim was at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. And that last year, we get out of bed and go catch a plane and did the games with us. And then we go come back, check right back in. And I saw, you know, what they did for him as long as they could. And so a lot of you out there that have been through cancer and this event, it's huge. It's gotten huge. And it's going to be another one, including Third Eye Blind will be performing tomorrow after all the events are over. And it's just a fun day. It's emotional for some people. It's fun. You come out with your friends and your family. I know we got a lot of our family, my wife's family, coming out, and we'll be out there, and it's going to be fun. Some of the people we work here are all going to be involved, cycling to running to walking. I'm down, by the way, to the walk thing. Woody's wife's going out, and Leon, and they're going to be running. You getting Leon, really? He runs the whole time?
Yeah, you can run.
He can run.
You've seen how much energy he's got.
I know. I didn't know that. That's
probably should be doing more than a 5K.
Well, let's
really
just,
tire him out.
Let's just stick it at 5K. He'll be fine. That'll be a good number for him. We've got a bunch of other news too to get to here this morning with everything going on. We got more information from the NFL come out. We're right around the corner, man. Free agency's gonna start up. And the big question is, one of the many big questions, because there is another 20-something million added on to the salary cap for the NFL this year, another good year for them, and means business is good to go up that amount of money. Seemed like it went up about 10% or so, the cap did. But the question is, will they try to make a splash and try to get one pretty big free agent to come in to help with one of the holes in this team? They have a lot of holes to fill. They have a lot. They just do. Got to get a defensive tackle. Got to get some safeties. Got to get some guards. We can go on and on the list of and still add more depth to other positions. And I didn't even bring up backup quarterbacks. Also, obviously, a priority. So all that stuff. So we'll come back and talk a little bit about that as well as we get set for a big weekend coming up, man. Big weekend with the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, and they just do a great job out there. Everybody seeing University of Miami working from one side, the Dolphins organization working from the other, putting this thing together, and it has just gotten friggin' huge, man. Some great people, big people like Stuart Miller, big as in what he donates and is involved as he gets, but a lot of great stories out there. So hope to see everybody out there this weekend. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, while I'm talking about fun, baseball's right around the corner. Yeah, they'll be playing games here pretty soon, and we'll be jumping into that. And if you get a chance, go up there. It's always fun. But, hey, man, let's talk about getting closer to that opener, man. Baseball will be back March 27th when the Marlins face off against the Pirates. You've never seen an opening day like this one before. It's Marlins baseball infused with the best of 305 to create opening day. Man, that's what they call it. Not opening day, but opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino will kick off the fiesta with historic first pitch. If he could still throw it up there, I think he can. Get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season, and stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the post-game concert. This is a can't-miss global event. It's happening right here in Miami. Don't miss the biggest party of the season. Whole world's invited to get your tickets today. Just go to marlins.com/tickets. Marlins baseball, March 27th. We'll be back.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back to the show here and let you know country music star Hardy is bringing his Jim Bob World Tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater this September. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. All you have to do is go to the WQAM.com contest page and enter. If your name is picked, you win. This is a Live Nation show, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. And we were just talking about Mike Florio, who's going to join us later in the show. And I don't know what to do with all these All-Star games. I'm aware of them. I'm like you. I've been around and seen what they used to look like and what they look like now.
Why don't we try getting rid of them and see what the reaction is?
I don't think a lot of people have let's just play.
Anyone would care.
Give them a few days off. And if you want to have some special contest.
NBA doesn't need any days off. They do enough of that as it is. But I know what you're saying. You want a break.
Like
a break from the break,
and if you want to have I don't have an answer for the Pro Bowl. I know the flag football game's not the answer, and I don't know how long they're going to try to carry that with all the other events and ball tag and all the things you did in the fifth grade.
Talking about dodgeball, when you say ball
yeah,
tag,
yeah, okay. Dodgeball. I'm sorry, it sounds better. Ball tag. You just let me go.
Go, just go. I'm sorry. You've been saying that for you've been saying it all week, and I've had enough.
Make
it sound like they're playing tag out there, run around.
So there's two ways. There's the one you've seen where they throw it back and forth and they have the divide and you hit the guy and he's got to come up. And then there's the one that we played as kids where you literally would run around and throw the balls hard and try to knock the kid and hit him in the back of the head and he tried to get away out in the field.
Look, man, I didn't watch the NFL thing. I didn't watch the NBA thing because the hockey was on. I wouldn't care if it went away. But the thing is, I do like NBA All-Star Saturday, or I did, when the actual players that are relevant participated. I don't want to see a G League guy go out and be the marquee guy of a dunk contest. So what's the point of that?
So I'm sure that these leagues get together, these commissioners, whether they're likable commissioners or not, and they're going, we got to do something, man. This is not good. And they've got sponsors for all this stuff, so it's not going to disappear. By the way, let's not forget about that. As much as we ripped, and I listened to you and Bo go pretty hard on the NBA yesterday, and I get it, but they've got one thing, the most important thing. They got people bidding a lot. They just got new contracts, right? TNT got knocked out. NBC jumped in the ball game and put some big boy pants money in there. So they've got all this money. You know what they're talking about for basketball players? You know, we talked about that, Woody. 10 years from now, 10 years from now, they're talking about players in the NBA making $100 million a year, the top players. Whoever the top players will be 10 years from now, probably not even in the league right now, the guys will be making it. 10 years from now, look at all the guys we got making 50, 60, quarterbacks, all this stuff. So these things, I don't know what the answer is to make them better because they are hard to watch. It's hard to watch flag football on TV, by the way. I'm glad we're playing flag football in all these high schools and elementary schools, and I think it's great. But as far as watching it on TV, it's a tough watch.
Just get rid of it. If nobody wants to be a part of it, just get rid of it.
Oh, I think the players, it's a fun few days for them. They take their families to Orlando.
Rather go on vacation.
No, I think they that make that extra money and be there. I don't know what they get for playing, for being there. But I don't have an answer how to make them better. I think there is no better. They've tried everything. They tried everything.
They've tried drafts. They've tried
and the other thing
TV
is,
guys to draft. It's a mess.
And I would leave Major League Baseball out of this. I'm not saying Major League Baseball doesn't have – they got a big problem. They got the haves and the have-nots way too lopsided right now. But saying that, their baseball game is fine. They got guys show up. They're there. You're starting. You want to dominate. Your hitters want to – it's good. It's the best guys. I think the home run derby is still fun to watch. I think baseball's fine. The way baseball's structured, you can play hard, and those guys don't worry about injury, although somebody did bring up a great example, the World Baseball Classic. We have had guys. But I got news for you. Those guys from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and Venezuela are not – and Japan, they're not going to go, I'm not playing for my country. Did I miss any other big baseball mark? If they ask you to play and you're healthy, you're going to play in that World Baseball Classic. That thing's a big hit. That thing is a big, big hit. That's the only time this stadium's packed down. This ballpark is packed when it's World Baseball Classic. I saw the United States play against the Dominican Republic, and I saw the Dominican Republic play against Puerto Rico, and it was not a normal baseball game. It was loud the whole time. So they're not doing away with that. And I know some guys got hurt. I know guys get hurt, not ready, probably didn't get enough work. Their whole routine's been thrown off because they had to get ready early for this. So I think the World Baseball Classic's good. I think this event is really good that we just had. Canada and USA, the two best hockey countries going at it. USA is actually quietly caught up. Steve Goldstein will join us coming up. Goldie, and we'll talk about all that stuff. And for USA to be able to catch up and have players and going, wow, look at the guys. Look at the guys on that team for the United States. They got some big horses now, man. Big, big horses. Had a chance to win that game in overtime last night. So, but I don't have answers, man. I don't have any answers for the NBA. I don't have any answers. And by the way, I have zero answers for the NFL. What happens when the NHL, Woody goes at some point, goes back to their normal game? That thing's not exactly when they get back to their hockey all-star game.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You go from that
games.
You just had and the Winter Olympics to that.
I don't like watching them. I don't have an answer for you.
And by the way,
I don't think anyone would notice if they did away with them, except for the fact that there'd be a lot less TV money.
There ain't nobody turning down if they're going to be on the Winter Olympics hockey team representing their country and they get asked to play. No one.
Someone said NFL Pro Bowl should bring back the old school competitions, the punt, pass, kick type thing.
Yeah, do they still have that? We used to have that.
I don't know.
At halftime, they used to do that. It was really cool. Like 14-year-old kids, like, punting a ball like 70 yards. You just get that one kid, and the guys are throwing, and here comes a big kid, and he launches in an extra 20 yards, going, oh, my God.
Someone said the old wide world of sports was awesome for football. The early QB skills challenge that Marino would win was always fun to watch.
That was fun. That's a good one. That was a good around the game. That was a good one. So Dan Marino's got a great story that he tells about being at the Pro Bowl when Mark Gastineau came up to him and said, "I'm going to win that MVP." And he goes, "You what?" He goes, "I'm going to win that MVP. I'm going to go hard, and I'm going to try to sack the you know what out of you guys, out of those guys. Not there on the same team in the AFC, but he goes, "I'm going to get Joe Montana." So Danny sees Joe Montana. He goes, "Hey, man, heads up. Gastineau's going hard." He said, this one, Gastineau was on top of his game. He was juiced up, and he was at a different level. And those guys were like, they're dropping back and thinking, you know, hey, guys, there's no reason for that last gear. And you got a guy on the other side, man. He's trying to get that truck and MVP and – So I crack up every time he tells me he went over and told the NFC quarterbacks. He goes, "Hey, guys, just a heads up. Gastineau means business on this trip. He's not over here to hang out with his wife for a couple of days." All right, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network draft expert, says the Miami Dolphins should take guard Tyler Booker from Alabama. There you go. One of about 250 going to be coming out, Woody.
Yeah, how exciting.
All right.
We need it, though. I know we need an
offensive lineman. Hey, dude, do me a favor. Don't.
I know. We need one.
Okay.
I know.
All right, thanks. All right.
But hey. are they going to cheer at the draft party when
no.
we draft the lineman?
No. There's a couple positions they're not going to cheer. If you went center or guard, there will be no cheering. That will be.
But we need it, right? It fills a hole. We're all about filling holes.
Yeah, especially
on a Friday.
That's what we're about. We're always about hoes around here, man. It always gets back to the hoes.
Holes.
That's what I meant. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida. Oh man, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer for just a second this morning. And I'm not going to talk about my Tahoe for 2.5 minutes. I'm not. And I love the new 2025 Tahoe. It's spectacular.
Wait till you hear about this Tahoe story I got coming up in the headlines here.
You got one?
A beautiful Tahoe was just gifted.
Oh, man.
Wait till you hear about this one.
I can't wait. Now, that's a great tease. Well, we got 14 dealerships this weekend for you to get on out and see not only that big, comfortable new Tahoe that's out. It's got more space. It's actually got more space than I need. It's got so much space. It's great. The all-new Equinox, man, it's got everything you need for an SUV, a midsize, eye-catching exterior. Boy, it's just loaded with smart style on the inside. Everything for you to really, really enjoy yourself and have some fun. How about the 2025 Traverse? I was shocked by the look. The look is fantastic because I almost grabbed one. I almost downsized a little bit because it has so much room for a midsize SUV. If you're looking at an SUV, the midsize range, and space is important to you and your family, as well as a lot of room for cargo and a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, the 2025 Traverse has got it all for you. Right over to Silverado Trucks, man. And I just like people to know this. If you got you got a full-time, hard-working job, you work 7 days a week, and you're towing big loads, Silverado's got four very capable, strong options for you to make sure that whatever you're doing, you don't have to worry about your truck. Your truck's going to work as hard as you do when you talk Silverado Truck. They custom make, it's almost like they've custom made a truck for you. I always say that because they got a perfect truck for your lifestyle. From working to family, they got them all. See your South Florida Chevy dealers for outstanding offers going on right now. This weekend, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, take a test drive, and fall in love today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a fantastic Friday?
All right, Joe. If the news couldn't get any worse here for the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, perhaps their best young star, they're going to have to shut him down for the rest of the season. He's got a deep vein thrombosis in his right shoulder, better known as a blood clot.
Saw that yesterday, man.
Absolutely crushing news, man.
I'm guessing you thought of Chris Bosh for a second. I did. Do you think about that? Remember Chris Bosh went through that whole thing?
That was the first thing I said to you yesterday when I saw it. Yeah. Really, that definitely came to mind. I got to tell you, this guy has been you know I'm into the card stuff, and this guy has been like the hottest memorabilia card guy like that I've ever seen. I mean, people are going nuts over his stuff for years now. But this is a it's just a bummer for everyone.
I think he's great for the game. I think he's really good.
I mean, I hope this isn't a long term thing.
We haven't even started.
It's probably not, but
well, let's stay positive that he's going to be okay.
We're always positive here. That's what we do.
Well, we're not. Sometimes we get a little Debbie Downer, especially when, you know, occasion we're hungover or not feeling great. Anyway,
I'll kiss my ass, bro. I went out to dinner last night. Yeah, you're going to go on me. You do this once a week. Screw
you. No, I know, man. I've done it, too. Sometimes you work and... You're working and you're hurting a little bit.
Well, you didn't even know until I just told you, so at least I hit
it
well.
Something was wrong. I could tell.
What do you think? I was pouting? Is that what you say? Something was wrong. By the way, it's whatever. Anyway.
Did you really puke before you came in today?
No. Who said that? Who said that? Shut up, dude. I'm not a wine guy.
You dance all night, you got to pay the fiddler, man. That's what they used to say. You dance all night, somebody got to pay the fiddler. All right, go ahead.
All right, whatever. Anyway, study shows here, Joe, that Americans wagered almost $150 billion on sports betting in 2024. That's a good number there for...
You two are looking at each other. Look at you two.
Big fan of that.
Yes, you are. You and all the buddies.
I do like that. By the way, almost a 25% rise in wagers placed in 2024, the vast majority happening online.
Well, the leagues appreciate it because you're helping. Leagues appreciate it. We're trying to police it, but we really appreciate the... The cap's going up because of you guys.
Because
thank
of gambling.
You.
Great.
Cap has gone up. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Bobby Portis Jr. from the Bucks has violated the NBA drug policy, suspended 25 games. This was an interesting excuse here.
What'd he come up with?
Essentially,
not the Mexican meat thing.
Kind of. So Toradol is an approved pain medication that he's used previously. The teams and players used for pain inflammation at times. His agent said that Tramadol, however, is not an approved pain medication and was recently added to the banned substance list this spring.
Yeah.
He said that he consumed the drug unintentionally as he thought he was taking Toradol. I read this as like he just misread, someone misread the bottle.
No. So let me just tell you something. This is weak, and I'm going to tell you why this is weak. You take any of those shots, you take them with the team doctor or team trainer. That's who you take with. If you start doing stuff on the outside, you're on your own. And every one of those teams tell you that. Like, look it, you want to take something that you think's going to help you because your buddy, who's a health nut, told you it works for him. And you take it and you don't check with us first and your ass gets banned or suspended, don't blame anybody. Don't come out with that why me stuff, man.
Says the statement out of Portis was using the anti-inflammatory to deal with an elbow injury he suffered in a fall and was given the medication by one of his assistants.
One of his assistants? Maybe I'll stop with your assistants and use the assistants with the team.
How the hell does Bobby Portis have assistants?
Everybody got
what on earth, man?
Everybody got security guys. Everybody's got guys. Do me guys. Do all your stuff for you guys.
Do me guys.
You know what I mean? They do everything for them. Okay. That's what I meant. Yeah. Not do them.
Okay.
Not sexually, jerky.
I didn't.
That's
say
how
that.
You took it.
Bobby Portis has made $646 million? $65 million in his career.
He hadn't made.
He's
that.
Got an assistant.
Yeah. What? Everybody's making a lot of money.
I thought that was a pretty incredible excuse.
That wasn't very strong. I literally, like, the teams don't want to, like, hey, we told you. Like, oh, man, I know, but I was just thinking, you know, and this guy took, really? Okay.
That's what happens, right?
Hey, man, if you want to try something, let us know. Yeah. And we'll let you know if you can use it or not. And if not, we'll find something for you.
Shame they didn't buy the Iris misread the label thing. They do sound alike. The two things sound alike. So
yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Quotes. All right, our final one here, Joe. I told you that we had a Tahoe story for you here.
Yeah, what do you got for the Tahoe?
So Juan Soto, we know, is on the Mets right now. He signed a $1 trillion contract to play over there.
Yeah, he's not one of the guys complaining about the money right now in baseball.
He's going to be all right. There is one guy apparently on the Mets who does not make that kind of money. Brett Beatty is the guy's name, young kid over there. And he was driving recently, Joe, a 2016 Toyota 4Runner with 150,000 miles on it. So he showed up to in spring training here.
Just trying to survive and make it on the big team.
Now, he was nice enough to give up his number 22 to Juan Soto. Wow. Smart move, because Soto showed up at spring training with a $92,000 tricked out Chevy Tahoe that said, "Thanks for the number 22 written on the back. How's that for a gift?
I got to tell you, man, that's pretty cool, because honestly, the team could have just told the guy, "Listen, man, it's all about seniority and importance."
And he's giving up the number anyway, yeah.
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 So, but that was
nice,
cool.
It's a nice story.
No, it's a great story what
it
he did.
With a nice
that tells
story.
You a lot of that. That's nice. That's great. That is a good story, Woody. I mean, I'm not.
By the way, someone said it's a pill, Joe. People are saying it's a pill, not a shot.
Doesn't matter what it is, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It doesn't matter. Like, anything you take.
You misread the bottle. It is what it is.
Anything you take from an outsider, those guys are all trained, man. Everybody on that team, they know what you can and can't take. I've heard that discussion over and over again. Good luck trying to beat those. Good luck trying to win some kind of appeal on that one. That would be that'd be a difficult one.
Said Tahoe's 0.001% of the contract. $765 million he got, by the way.
Yeah, no, he got.
Jeez,
boy, the price just kept going up. He got the Mets involved. He got the Yankees involved.
Did I see the Marlins still like have to pay some players, or they're gonna like have a problem?
I think I did hear that they have to find like some guys.
Where are they gonna do? Go to the park. Does Omar have a baseball park?
No, that's just cover corners. He's got the park for in Dade County.
What are they gonna do?
Only, by the way, he didn't even say receivers. He just said that we got cover corners all over Dade County. Omar's so involved in all the local parks, from Miami Gardens to Liberty City. Yeah, that was a shot. You got poor Omar. He's just trying to get a date, and you took a shot at him.
He's trying. He said he's laying low.
He can't lay low. He can't. He's tried, and he can't. Hey, we've got Steve Goldstein going to join us coming up here. Panthers TV voice. We'll talk to him a little bit about everything going on and what we've been talking about. It was a great night. We can talk about all the side stuff all you want, but it was a great night for hockey. That commissioner got to be beating his chest going, man, did we? It was even better than anytime you put something on and you hope it works, and then you go, damn, this thing's a zillion times better than anything. Anyway. Couldn't believe how good it was last night. It was just fantastic. So a lot of good stuff. Great story. Game could have gone either way in overtime. And then Connor McDavid, of course, has the winner. And apparently he's told everybody, yeah, I didn't play very well, but I did get that shot in at the end of the game. Hey, Sal Ford, it's time to talk about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, and he is just that, as in selling your company and getting you the most money, doing it faster. Being a marketing machine, nobody's going to market your business better than the main man, Anthony Caliendo, and get you the most for your business. All right, so let me ask you this. You currently have your own business. You've had it for a long time, and you're going, are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired every day when you come home? If you're going through that, maybe it's time to call the main man, Anthony Caliendo, and let's get this process started and do it quickly. Whether your business is profitable or not, doesn't matter, $100,000 to $100 million, there's a buyer out there for every business here in South Florida. The main man's got a book full of people that have moved here going, hey, if you find something like this, I'd be really interested in buying it. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. He specializes in getting you the most money for your business and will do it all for free. So the valuation will be for free. Excuse me. I can hear main man going, hey, calm down now. Yeah, he'll do the free evaluation, find out what it's worth, and then you guys go from there. Call him at 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Ask for the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Visit the web, themainman.com. Get the process started today with the main man, Anthony Caliendo.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.